Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
This is Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Back, let you back in my heart one more time. Oh no, no, did you think I'd still care that there'd be one feeling there? Did you think you could walk back in my life? Oh, so you found you missed the love you threw away, baby, but you found it out. Too late, too late. And so you know the way it feels to cry, the way that I cried when you broke my world in two. Baby, I learned the way to break your heart. I learned from the best. I learned from I learned from you. I remember cold nights, tears I thought would never dry, how you shattered my world with your goodbye, babe. Would have thrown my soul then, just to have you back again. Now you are the last thing on my mind. Ooh. Now you say you're sorry and you change your ways. Sorry, but you changed your ways.
Baby,
I'm the best. I learned from you.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
An all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Keri Hines. Now, I call the program regulars with it. First, I want to take a moment to just welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show one of my favorite new regulars right here. We're talking about Takiya Smith. Takiya, good morning, and welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Now, I want to jump right on in. I've heard that you have a new ebook out, and we got to talk about it. And it's on one of my favorite topics. So please tell everybody about your brand new book.
Oh, thank you. I have an ebook out, and it's called Forgiveness, Making Peace with Your Past. And it's on Amazon. And I'm so
awesome.
Excited about this book.
Tell us why.
So it talks, the subject is on forgiveness and in relationships with your mother. And it's so hard to forgive once you're angry or something happens in your past, especially with your parents. And you just don't know how to forgive. So you build up all this anger and hostility, and it's in a bad place, and it doesn't really help you to heal. Your relationships are not good because of the hurt and pain that you're still suffering from. So when you do forgiveness, or you actually say that I'm going to commit to forgiving, then it helps you out in ways, your health, your relationships, your friendships, just your spirit in general. So I'm really excited about it.
Okay. Well, we are going to explore this incredible topic on forgiveness. And as you were just explaining about it, I was thinking to myself, are there folks that I need to forgive right now? And
yeah.
So we're going to talk about this today. Today, my guest is Takiya Chase Smith, the author of this new ebook called Forgiveness, out on Amazon. And we're going to talk all about it. First of all, you guys know my very special guest today, Takiya. You guys have already met her incredible author daughter. You know, Cammie has been with us many times, and she's an author herself with a book called Cammie's Spot Party. We're going to talk about that a little bit in just a bit. But first, I got to say, I'm blown away about this topic. This is a very profound topic when you talk about forgiveness. It's huge. It's huge.
Yes.
There is not one cookie cutter type approach that you could take. So I know you had to do a lot of research on this. I know you had to spend a lot of time. And let me just, I'm going to toss some questions and some comments out to you on this.
Okay.
Because this, as I said, this is personal for me today, Takiya. So is it possible for some folks who may not want to? Have you ever heard of folks not wanting to forgive? And is that a good idea? Because I don't feel that it is. But
is it a good idea not to forgive people? You know, should you keep a chip, have that? You know, some folks will not forgive you ever. So
yeah.
What do you say about this? I think they should get your book.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, I think they should pick up forgiveness. Yeah.
Definitely.
And the whole title is Forgiveness, Making Peace with Your Past. So I wanted to get that out by Zakiya Chase Smith on Amazon. It's an ebook. Okay, so yeah, so you got it. So back to that. So now in response to that, does everybody need to forgive everybody is the question, I guess.
Okay, so I believe that you need to forgive. Now, I'm not saying forget what they did to you and be their best friend. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying to forgive them so that you can move on with your other relationships. If you're holding grudges and you're like, oh, I hate this person or this person did me wrong and I'm never going to forgive them, I'm never going to talk to them again, you're holding more power or they have more power over your life than you would want them to have. So if you just forgive them, say, okay, you hurt me, you harmed me, and I forgive you. I'm not going to be your friend. I don't want to have a personal conversation. I don't want to go out to coffee with you, but I'm going to let go of the pain and the hurt that you caused me because it makes you like, okay, so if you're like a religious person and you do something and then you say, hey, you know, I'm sorry, or you don't say you saw, you just never discussed it with, you know, your God or whatever. And then you ask him for a blessing. Okay. You haven't forgiven the people that harmed you. So, or, you know, you hurt someone else and you're like, oh, well, forgive me. I'm sorry that I did this to you. And they're looking at you crazy, side-eyed, like,
right.
I don't want nothing else to do with you. Don't talk to me ever in life. Like, kick rocks. And that will hurt you. You'll be like, oh, wait a minute. You know, I'm sorry. What did I do to you? So you want them to forgive you. So you have to start with forgiving them for anything that they've done to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not an easy process.
It's not easy, and that's what that you took the words right out of my mouth. So how do you start that whole process? What's the first thing that you do when you're looking to forgive someone?
So I believe that it's being honest. You have to be honest with what it was, that how they hurt you and how you felt about it. Express those feelings. Like if you were angry, then say, okay, I was angry at this situation or this instant. I was angry with you, and because I was angry, I held it against you for so long, whether it's days, weeks, hours, months, years, you know, you have to be honest and say exactly how you feel about it. Because some people be like, oh, I'm mad with you, and then that just be it. They don't really speak about it. They don't really talk about it. So you have to be honest with what it is that you're feeling, and then you have to be willing to say, okay, how can I move on from this? Is this something that I can let go of? Because I'll just talk about my situation with being assaulted, sexually assaulted. I was like, I'll never forgive you. Like, I'm angry and I'm hurt and it's not something that I can get over. But it stubborns and stops the other relationships that you're having. So if you're in an intimate relationship with your spouse or your significant other, you still harboring those feelings aren't healthy. And so, again, it's not... it's not easy because some of the pains that you may feel and, you know, you're experiencing and going through it when you're discussing it with yourself or you're writing it down so that you can just get it out in the air, you kind of harbor some of those feelings. So that anger and resentment, it comes back up and it has to be something that you're willing to deal with at that time.
And facing this is where it sounds like you'll be, you know, that a light, airy feeling will come back to you, and you won't. It won't be so heavy on you. That's what it sounds like. Now, I've got to say, so what's the easiest way? Should we just pick up the phone and call them? Hey, I haven't talked to you in 10 years, but I forgive you. Or should we look to perhaps draft a letter? Or a personal letter or note. I know no one is doing that in this new era. But is that something we should consider? Or should we just send a cold email? You know, with
so
my business signature at the bottom. What would you suggest, Zakiya?
So I would suggest you write a letter. Because when you write, you get all your personal emotions and your feelings out on paper. if you have a conversation with them, they may say something and it may either trigger you or it may make you shut down. I'm a shut down kind of person. So it may make you shut down and then you don't get to express how you're really feeling. If you write the letter, they don't have time to interrupt you. They don't have time to brush it off and say, oh, well, I'm sorry that you felt that way, or I don't really care how you feel. Like, you can get out what it is that bothered you, how it made you feel, and then you can say, hey, I forgive you for the thing that you did to me, or the conversation, you know, that we had that really hurt me and the reason why I don't talk to you anymore. So I would write a letter. If you can't contact them or you don't know how to reach them, then everyone's on social media. You can send them a picture of the letter, or you can type it up if they accept you as a friend, you know, through them that way. Or you can go through a relative, because I know that, like, I started writing these books because I have a cousin, and she basically hates half of her family, which is, But, she hates half of her family, so she didn't talk to us. Always thinking, like, how could we get her to forgive us, or how can we forgive her for not being around us or taking her kids from us? Because that hurt us as a family, because the family is torn into two parts now. Some of them will deal with us, and then some of them won't. But I forgive her for her being angry with us or being hurt with us or with me personally. And so I wrote her a letter. I didn't send it to her. I'm going to actually give it to one of my cousins who interacts with her, and they can give her the letter. Now, whether or not what she does with the letter is on her. I'm not necessarily looking for a response if she doesn't want to give me one, but I know that I've done my part. I've forgiven her, and I've let her know that I've forgiven her, and I'm able to move on.
Wow. I tell you, that is amazing. Will you keep us informed here on the Hair Radio Morning Show with that outcome? Because,
absolutely.
And any progress made? Because I believe that forgiveness, and I'm going to tell you here today, Takiya, that this is going to be something that we develop into a regular series right here on the Hair Radio Network, in which we talk about forgiveness. Yes. And we're going to have folks to come on and share their stories on whether they should be forgiven or not, or whether they should forgive others. And we're going to have you as the deciding judge on each of those broadcasts to share your commentary on whether or not they should receive or accept the forgiveness. And
wow.
I cannot wait for the new show.
Me either.
So,
that's gonna be really nice.
Is that not fabulous?
Yes.
All right. So this, and I really mean that. It's a big topic, Takiya. So if you guys are just joining me, let me take a moment to just, you know, bring everybody up to speed here. I'm Kerry Hines from the Hair Radio Morning Show, as you guys know. And I'm here with a very special guest today. Now, she is an author in her own right, and she's been with us several times already. Well, today she has released this incredible book. It's an e-book, and it's called Forgiveness, Making Peace with Your Past. And the author is Takiya Chase Smith, our friend here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So, Takiya, I've got to say, this topic is incredible. What really, so what inspired you? I know that you had some things you were going through and challenges with some of your family members. Relational, was there some other, something else that really pushed you to get this done? Because this is I'm speechless. So what do you have to say, Takiya?
So my writing and my first book stemmed from the relationship with my cousins and my family. And then as I was assaulted, like I said earlier today, I was sexually assaulted. And that really hurt me. That put a damper on the relationship that I had with my husband. It put a relationship on it put a damper on the relationship that I had with my family members, and also the person who harmed me. And so one day I was just sitting there thinking, why are you so mean some days? Or why does your feelings for others, why is it so aggressive? And I couldn't figure out why. And then I sat there and I thought about it, and I was like, okay, you never forgave. So because you never forgave, you never let it go. So you haven't healed from it. So it's still something that haunts you. It's still something that regularly comes up. And what are you going to do about it? So my thought and solution to it was to forgive, and kind of open it up so that way I can heal from it. Because if I open it up and I, again, say, you know, what's on my mind, how it made me feel, how it hurt me, and I'm honest with myself, then I can say, okay, I'm willing to forgive them. You know, perhaps it was something that they were raised doing, or maybe it was something that happened to them, but I don't want that to hurt the way that I live, hurt my children, because I'm like, no, you can't go this place. No, you can't go this place. No, you can't do this, because I'm still holding on to it. So if I forgive and let go, I can start living life more abundantly. And then my children's life won't be so difficult, because I'm holding on to something that I should have probably let go a long time ago.
Absolutely. And in psychology, you know, they call that like displacement. You might take it out on someone in the family and not realize that that anger is being, you know, that you might not have dealt because you didn't deal with it at that time. And you might take that anger out on someone who doesn't deserve it, who's close to you as well. So, you know, I just, first of all, this is a topic that will continue to grow, and it can help so many people. Your ebook, Forgiveness, Making Peace with Your Past, again by Takiya Chase Smith, my guest today. And it can just do so much. How does that make you feel, Takiya?
It makes me good that people are able to purchase the book and sit down and think. Because, again, when you don't think about it, you just hide it and bury it, then you're not moving on. I want people to be able to move on. I want my audience to be able to move on. Because I talk about, you know, starting a business or being happy, building relationships and closing bonds, or, you know, building bonds with your mother and your daughter. But I didn't talk about the first step of forgiveness. So that you can kind of bury the hatchet.
Yeah. So burying the hatchet. Wow. Oh my, this is really, I'm just, this is deep. We're going to hear from a lot of folks here on the Hair Radio Morning Show about this. Because first, they're going to get your book. Yeah, again, it's Forgiveness, Making Peace with Your Past. Takiya Chase Smith. So I've got to say, are you excited? Because we're going to, like I said earlier, we're going to have you back here on a regular basis to listen to some of the fans who have some comments about whether or not they should be forgiven or whether or not they should forgive others. And we're going straight to the author of the book, Forgiveness, to weigh in. And we're going to have a great time, because listening to what other folks are kind of dealing with, I think it has a special, I don't know, but some kind of special way that it can resonate with everybody and help us to cope with our own situations perhaps a little bit better.
Yes, absolutely.
So, yeah, so that's the thing. Absolutely. Please. So Forgiveness is available on Amazon. Again, it's Forgiveness, Making Peace with Your Past. It's out there in an ebook form on Amazon. Check it out. And I've got to say, Takiya, you always come to the Hair Radio Morning Show and bring us some amazing tidbits. You really do. You're always working hard on things. Yes. So I just want to say thank you as always, and continue to do all the work you know, for us and keeping us informed. And
thank you.
Just all that you're doing. Yes. So before we go, before we let you go, anybody you want to shout out to this morning?
Yes, I would like to shout out to my mother this morning. I thank her for her encouragement and her words. Because again, you know, we've had relationships and, you know, difficulties or whatever, but we were able to bury the hatchet and move on, and life is great. And I love her so much. So I just wanted to shout her out this morning, and thank her for being such an inspiration to me and to my daughter.
Oh, that is just fantastic. What more can we say on that? Okay. All right. So again, guys, my guest today, the amazing Takiya Chase Smith, Making Peace with Your Past. It's Forgiveness, Making Peace with Your Past. Again, it's out there on Amazon. All right. Thank you so much, Takiya. Great job. Great job.
Thank you.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRMember.com to sign up.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Understanding the importance of public relations as it pertains to you guys out there who are entrepreneurs like myself. I'm Carrie Hines, and when I started focusing in on this industry, oh, pretty close to 30 years ago, I knew that it was very important to gain exposure. And most folks who embark upon an entrepreneurial type journey or career probably or maybe not understand what public relations is all about and how it's an important stepping stone for anybody in business. My book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, really, really speaks to this. It covers every area of understanding everything, and we're celebrating the information that's in the book. Big anniversary for it, so I'm real excited about it. It's out there on Amazon, in case you're interested. Again, it's How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. But again, the PR, which is what public relations is referred to, is really where you are taking your message for your business, your product, whatever it is that you've got going on that you're looking to increase sales or bring awareness to. What you want to do, the very, very first step, engaging the public's interest in what you have, is to create the understanding of how it's beneficial to the folks you're trying to reach. So just wanted to begin this talk, as we kind of, again, look at all of the different aspects of trying to get your business going here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I think this is a great way for folks to, you know, begin looking at how to connect with folks. That's what public relations is all about, and there's so much more to PR, and this is how you begin again, how to get rich in the hair business and so many other different ways.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Just fading from view. Yeah, yeah, baby. I'll be taking my leave. I guess I won't stay in this place, not for 1 minute.
To the Hair Radio Morning Show, all the way from Fairfield, California, up north.
Yes.
So
yes.
We're going to talk a little bit more about that today on the show. But first, I have to tell you, Keisha McAllister, I'm raising my hand because today it's all about products and being a product junkie. How to know, first of all, how to recognize if you are a product junkie and then what we can do about that. And so I'm here with an amazing licensed cosmetologist. You guys know that that Keisha she comes to us from all the way from the West Coast. So this is really great. I'm here in Brooklyn, New York, and just in case today's your first time tuning in. So, Keisha, let's start at the top of this, okay? First of all, a product junkie. Now, I believe, and you tell me, I believe a product junkie is someone who excessively has to have every hair product ever that they've ever come across in their life. And they probably still have these and never, ever toss them out, even after they've long, the efficacy has long expired. So, what can you tell us, about this? First, what is the correct way to consider a product junkie or to say or describe what a product junkie is or who a product junkie might be?
Well, I think, Carrie, that you were actually on the right road. It's usually someone who has an excessive amount of hair products or beauty products or any type of products, anything that is probably kept under two or three of your bathroom sinks and in your hallway closet, not to mention something your auntie or your grandmother had, probably some Ultra Sheen or some bergamot somewhere. And those types of products, especially hair grease, those last a little while. But some of these people are just collecting over and over and over. And the bad part about it is that, you know, when it's a trend for something that is that works well, I think that's good. But for something that you're just spending your money on excessively that is not even helping your hair, then you need to take a look and pay attention to what's going on. Because if your hair, anything that you are purchasing,
right,
it's time to, figure something out.
You know, I love what you said, Keisha, because it might be emblematic of something else that's going on. And, you know, I joke around about it and all this, but there may be something that, they say when folks are shopaholics and things, that it's filling a void. And it very much could be something in that way. But we're going to take a look. We're going to peel back the layers today, literally, on the show. Because first, I think it's having a healthy relationship with the hair products. And to me, that emanates out of having a good relationship with your hairstylist. So if you have a good relationship with your hairstylist, they are directing you in terms of to do when it comes to the after the visit, after the shop care or at home type follow-up care or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. So I think that's it. And I think out of that, they will direct you what products and things that can, you know, supplement whatever they have asked you to do. And I think that that's the healthy way to look at it. I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, I think that is a healthy way to look at it. But we have to consider that we are in the internet era. Everything is online. So they'll see the product before they actually meet with a professional.
Uh-huh.
We also have to consider that there are people looking for an answer for something that may be going wrong with their hair. They could be experiencing, like you said, traction alopecia or hair loss from something else. It could be a medical issue. It could be medication. It could be a number of things that are going on. And this is why it's important to have a beauty professional that you trust, and also have that professional who is, in turn, has a relationship with a doctor or someone who can help you, you know, further.
Exactly. And there are trichologists, too. I mean, just to be fair to the trichologists who are out there and wish to specialize in hair loss and all that, I don't have a problem with that as long as there is no, you know, I have a lot of some very specific instruction that I say when you're working with in tandem with the trichologist. And we'll talk about that and some of these other the hair practitioners and all that. We're going to have a whole show on that and how to break it down on and what you should be looking with and what how far folks should go. So with these different hair professionals. And so we're going to talk about that. And, we're going to be getting to the nitty-gritty on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I can promise you that.
Definitely,
and so I'm excited.
Definitely.
Yeah. So this is why it's so important, you know, Keisha, that we talk about these things. It really is. Now,
it really is.
You know, because, on the fun side, everybody, every time that we go to a hair show, every time we buy everybody's, I can barely make it from one table to the next. I am picking up products right and left. And I say for myself, but I also think for other people. I'm shopping for other people. And then I end up keeping it. So that's one of the big things. That's why I've acquired so many different products. And I just love to keep them. I love the bottles. I love the little jars. I love all of that. So I'm here for all of that. So that's what You know, so that's my thing. I'll have to get some, you know, we'll have to call the hair psychologist in, okay, to kind of walk us through that and work out that. So what are some of the things? Now, you being a professional, do you recognize, first of all, is it even possible for a professional hairstylist to be a product junkie?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Really?
Especially, oh, definitely. Especially if it's something that we've found that not only works, but it smells good. It doesn't leave a residue on the hair. I mean, you know,
yes.
It has all these important components.
Right.
And
right.
When we find it, we want to use it, and we want to use it over and over and over. And I have to admit, that I every now and then I have to go through my own inventory and get rid of things, especially tools. Yeah, it's so easy to have tools. At one point, I was working out of 3 salons, and I had tools for every salon, right? And I did, you know, hair shows and fashion shows and things like that. So I had a couple of kids
as well.
I didn't
know if you were coming or going.
You know what? I didn't. I just did it, and I'm paying for it now as I'm older.
Oh.
But, you know, I'm grateful that I had the time. So it's very easy as a stylist to be a product junkie. Very easy.
Wow.
I found that it's hard for me to get rid of color. Yeah. I have a lot of color still.
You know, everybody has their thing. That's the whole idea behind this. So I'm going to give everybody a little pass today on the show morning because, I think everybody has their little thing with the product. And and that's okay. We don't tell anybody. You know, this is a secret. This is a secret out there. So
we try to keep it a secret. Mm-hmm.
I love that. Now, how do you identify? Can you identify if there's a product junkie in your chair as a client?
Well, a lot of product junkies are usually the at-home stylist.
Mm-hmm.
And right. So they're on, you know, these big online shopping. They're buying all this stuff. They're home, and I say fixing on. You know, they're home fixing on their hair. They're, you know, it could be burning it up, coloring it, you know, just doing all sorts of stuff.
Right, right.
And then they come, and they need a repair. So what I've learned to do is, ask them or tell them, hey, bring in what you're using at home.
Mm.
So it doesn't sound aggressive, but I really want to see what you got. And I need you to understand that you're probably working against the work that I'm doing in this chair.
Mm.
Yeah. And, you know, especially the clients who are home curling their hair, who never want to admit it, but they keep getting the products like heat treatment or heat protectant or moisturize, something that's going to protect their hair from curling it, but they still have the thing turned up to 500 degrees, so they burn the hell out of it anyway.
Exactly. And wow, so this is actually very important, and you do have to, and for you guys out there who are, you go visit the salon and you have a hairstylist, please pay attention to the product talk. I kind of dial it back on that. Make sure that you are getting the instruction from the professionals because it may, maybe today your hair, you know, it might look like it's all right, but, you know, just please, you know, because in time this kind of thing can really, you know, become, you know, an issue. Raining on in. Literally. So what are some of the companies? So because they have, I don't think it is the manufacturer, the company, the product company itself that lends itself to you getting addicted to the product, so to speak, or buying up everything they have. I don't know where that comes from. I really don't. A lot of it can be in the merchandising. I will also admit I love the beautiful bottles. I think I said it earlier. So that's what catches our eye. Okay. When we see these beautiful products, and we think that it's beautiful inside too. That's true. Generally, right?
People, right. You would think that it would be a good product.
Mm-hmm. So, but I think what you were saying earlier, and I think, I don't know if I heard it on this show today, but on terms of getting, you know, doing your research, doing the work, checking into it. So when you do connect with that particular product line, it's something that is going to work for you and work for your texture, and I think that's important.
Right. Yes, so, that is very important.
Right, just don't go overboard. Now, so that's really good. Now, what are some of the tips? Can we think of any tips that we can tell people? I think we have really shed some light on it today. I think that you got to really just, you know, just be mindful, folks. And I think that's the other thing. I think I'd love to hear from you out there.
Yes.
I'd also love to know that maybe in this, you know, at this time, you can actually go through your hidden stash or cache
right.
of these products, because we all know where, you know, we all have them where they are stashed, so to speak. And,
right.
And I think we do need to clean them out. And I really do. I think it is, you know, maybe at the beginning of the year or the mid, you know, at the end of the year or spring cleaning, whatever it is, kind of connote a time and commit to that and then kind of go through and allow yourself. I mean, you know, for the shopaholics, you know, if you're online all the time, maybe choose, you know, maybe one purchase a month. You know, or two or something like that, just be and limit the, you know, the spending with that. And it may not be so much about money, but just that you don't need all that necessarily.
Right. Right, necessarily. And, you know, I try to encourage my clients to, until you have to turn that bottle over, don't buy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't. You know, it's, unless you see, like, it's the last two bottles in the store, grab those two. But if you're just excessively buying things that you really don't need and that are not performing the way they've promised, stop buying.
That's true.
Stop buying.
And that's a good point, too, because, you know, you want to bear in mind that some of these products, certain things, and it depends on how, you know, after your hair might get used to certain things, so and the responsiveness may vary. So, you know, just be a, listen to these folks. Let's listen to Keisha McAllister. So, folks, if you, yeah, right, and the hairstylist, of course, you're pro folk. So, if you guys are just tuning in, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I
good
am
morning.
In Brooklyn, New York. Yes, and good morning to you guys out there. I'm with Keisha McAllister, who comes to us, and I love this, all the way from California. Like, you are literally 3,000 miles from me as we broadcast today. So this is really incredible, 3,000 miles away. And I'm always interested up in your area, up in Northern California. Folks know I lived in Southern California. But up there, so the weather is not quite as brutal as it is here, but I know it gets a little chillier up there. So how does that affect? I know we were talking about products, but how, you know, when you go to other places, have you noticed that, like, a different temperature because of you guys out in California? Or is it just pretty much the same and you don't notice or you don't notice anything now? Like that, where you are. In other
you
words,
know,
comparing to travel to different, like, states or different places you've been. Because I always thought that California, you know, the temperature might play, the environment might play a part in, you know, in their styling, you know, how long the styles last and even the look and all of that. So, but maybe I could be wrong about that.
Well, here in, at least in my part of California, right now it's just really, really soggy. But we really don't have a lot of humidity, although as a stylist, it's my responsibility to make sure that my client's hair lasts. So I tend to use humidity blocking, you know, things that are going to help their, well, they call it silk press, but that flat iron, we call it flat iron, that flat iron lasts the way it needs to, or to resist, you know, humidity and things like that, moisture, so it don't turn on, so it won't turn on them. But that's just my responsibility, and I'm proud when my client comes back. Oh, my hair lasted so and so and so and so. That's my responsibility, and I need to show her how to wrap her hair so it will keep. That's also my responsibility. It doesn't make sense for her to spend that money with me in 2 days. Her hair goes back.
Right. That's true.
And it's going to make me look bad as a hairdresser. That's going to make me look bad. Her, yeah, she can't do no hair, you know, and that's not what you want to hear. Right. So that's the way I just prepare my clients for it. It doesn't matter. If, you know, if they know it's raining, then you need to wear a hooded jacket and, you know, prepare yourself. And we'll wrap it before you leave out of here. But other than that, I really don't trip on the weather. I'm here to do my job, right?
I love it. Okay, well, as you have figured out, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. Keisha, I'm loving this talk today. I really am. This is what we are here to do. Yeah, so this is the beginning. And what we will be doing is breaking down some of the product reviews, which we will start to do right here on the show. So I cannot wait. That's going to be something that we really can sink our teeth into, as they say. So, that's all. Any closing thoughts on our product talk today? So if you find yourself and you guys are a product junkie, just check in with us. Check in with us at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Please do.
Okay. Yes. So, all right, Keisha. So, listen, all right, stay with us, folks. We've got a lot more to get to on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Great job, Keisha McAllister.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I am Kimmy Love, Kid Entrepreneur, and I made a book about children's hygiene and hygiene in general and kids going to the hair salon. You should buy my book, and I encourage you to buy my book because it is inspiring to young child authors, and it is inspiring to young girls and young boys and young children.
That's 11-year-old author Kimmy Love and her book, Kimmy's Spa Party. It's on sale today at Amazon. Pick up this amazing book for young minds, Kimmy's Spa Party.
Hi, I'm Kerry Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Kerry Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner grows hair. Kerry Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Kerapi, and we thank you. Please register at Kerapi.com and join our Kerapi community at hairradio.com. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie with Michael Hopkins and Blue. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You Go Girl. You Go Girl is a brand new product line that includes an edge control hairsprays and a product that also offers relief to those dealing with an itchy scalp. Now, if you're looking to moisturize and hold twists and locks in place, You Go Girl offers a gel cream. And for the hair braiders out there, You Go Girl has a hair brand that's made of the highest of quality hair. Now, it's available in a variety of colors and textures. So, go to www.yougogirlbraidhair.com. That's you like uniform, gogirlbraidhair.com. And tell them you heard about them right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You Go Girl.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. Thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Thursday morning, January 12th of 2023. It's so good to have you guys with us. Listen, got to bring to the line, it's our show number 806. Let me get that out. Show number 806. Here in New York as we broadcast live again. I want to, as I said, bring to mind my co-star. You guys know her well, but the last we checked in with her, she was en route to Jackson down in Mississippi. So it's my great honor to welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show, mid-show, literally, to the point, Nicole Marie. So,
happy mid-show, Carrie. Good morning. Good morning. Yes.
Yes.
Happy Thursday.
Yeah, same to you. I want to jump on in today because the last we heard from you, you were in transit.
Yes, I was. Yesterday.
You were out of the Water Valley, Mississippi.
Water Valley.
Correct.
Yes,
okay, so
I was traveling to Jackson yesterday morning. I was actually headed to our midwinter conference for our state officials, for our city-state city officials. So we had a conference in Jackson, and we had a day of meetings, and it was great. It was great. Learned a lot of new information.
Yes, it was busy.
There was probably about, roughly about 300 people were there at the conference. Yes.
A lot of people.
Discuss different legislation and just, you know, things that were going on there at the Capitol. And it was great.
Wow.
Great.
I'm so glad you had a great time. That's a lot of folks.
Thank you so much. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Well, listen, keep us informed. And you guys out there, just
bear in mind.
You know, I just want to remind everybody, Nicole Marie, we have with us each day city board members, someone who's on her local board in her town, the one and only Nicole Marie. So down in Water Valley, Mississippi. So we're excited that you're a part of the process. You keep your nose and eyes right on top of it and bring us the very latest how it
about the community.
And all of that. It's all about community. And so we're real excited. Yes. And then we get, we have folks who kind of chime in from time to time. Our very special guests kind of come in and add their brand or two cents, as we used to say in the old days. And we welcome it. We love it. We love everybody's perspectives here.
Yes, we do.
Perspectives here on the show. So really good stuff. Hey, I want to talk today. We've got a few things to kind of get into. If you guys are just tuning in, you might have missed this. This was a little bit of product talk. And it's always difficult to wrap my head around the product.
I was listening.
I don't know if you heard it.
I was listening. I know a lot of product junkies, but I'm not a product junkie myself. When it comes to my hair, I stick to advice from my stylist and what my stylist suggests. So I don't have a whole lot of products right there,
Nicole Marie, because
okay.
We are going to get into a little bit more about this in the next hour. So
okay.
Yes, indeed. So we're going to go around. We're going to talk a little bit about this because it's really important. And I think a lot of why folks are, I'll tell you this. We'll share why I think folks become product junkies. So it's not something that I don't think we addressed when we spoke about this. So when you'll hear that a little later as well, we'll get that back on a little later in the next hour.
Okay.
But I want to talk about this because I believe that, I'm going to wait and tell you what I believe. Just stay tuned. I think you're going to enjoy it. So coming up in the next hour, we'll talk a little bit more about this whole thing on identifying product junkies. If you are a product junkie, it's okay. We're on radio. Nobody knows. Okay, so we'll talk. If you want to talk, we're here. We're going to be live, so you'll be able to just chime right on in with your commentary. So Keisha, she was on this morning, so I think she did a great job.
She thought it was just fantastic.
So we'll have a little bit more from her on that. We'll get that back on a little later in the next hour. Hey, on to some other updates. Upscale, I checked in with our friends and also want to take a moment. Let me just welcome all the Upscale Magazine radio folks.
Yes, welcome.
There is a website. There are two websites. Now, this is what I say. If you are tuned into the Hair Radio Morning Show right now, you need always to have a pen and paper handy.
Exactly.
Because we give out a lot of information, and you're not going to remember these things. And we don't necessarily say, go over it and repeat it so much. So you really need to kind of jot stuff down if you want to, it'll help you exponentially. So for Upscale, they've got two websites. One is for the magazine. The other is really the radio network that airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's playing over there right now. So it's always there. Which is wonderful. So they play a lot of our classic shows and some current shows over there on the network, plus great interviews. And some are exclusive to the Upscale brand, so you're not going to hear them over here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Others will produce content. So that's a great place to visit and get caught up. They're all about culture over there. Not so much in politics and all that, and that's fine. So we love them and we appreciate their efforts. They are legendary. They've been around for about 35 years. That's a long time. So second website. First the radio network's website is www.upscalemagazineradio.com. So just want to make sure that's clear. Upscalemagazineradio.com. Now, with regards to the magazine, their paper magazine that you buy on the newsstand, it's one of the, there are only, I believe, a couple of African-American-based, magazines, lifestyle magazines that are on the newsstand, that's still on the newsstand around the country. And so I think I was just, believe it or not, I was just talking with Michael yesterday, and he was just telling me about he happened to be at, I think, a Walmart and saw the Upscale magazine.
And he saw the Upscale magazine. That's awesome.
I was so impressed. I said, Michael, did you open it up and look? My name is listed right there in the masthead. So I was very excited about that. And all my work, I think on that issue, I think I had about four things. In their new issue, I should have quite a few pages. You'll see my graphic work.
Wow. Congratulations, Gary.
Yeah. Thank you. This is my fifth consecutive publication with Upscale.
Yes, it is.
So I'm real excited about that. Lots of wonderful good
That's
things
awesome.
There. But I'm a part of, I feel like I'm a part of the Upscale family.
Yes, most definitely.
We've already, I've already gone over a year in terms of production for the radio network.
Yeah.
So, so my work is there. And, I'm real proud of that.
And it looks
so
wonderful.
Really good stuff.
So great.
Thank you. Yes. And you guys up there, the new issue will be out any second, so I cannot wait. And we will keep you informed. We'll talk a little bit about it and some of the different articles that are inside the actual print magazine. So we'll cover that. Now, again, the magazine's website, just if you want to read about different little articles and things like that, Upskill has a website, and their website is www, although nobody says www anymore, but I'm going to do it anyway, www.upscalemagazine.com. So that's their main website, upscalemagazine.com, and you can go there for the latest and all of that. And also, if you happen to, you know, forget, you can also get to the radio network from there. And just like if you go to the radio network, you can get to the Upskill and the other sites. And also want to shout out to the folks at Bronner Brothers. They have their event. You do not want to forget. Go to bronnerbrothers.com. You can Google them and all of that. So it's really great stuff. So I wanted to make sure to get all that out there. Yeah. So good
all right.
Stuff.
Now, Carrie, now this morning I would also like to shout out all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show and thank them so much for listening. We greatly appreciate you. We truly, truly do. And I want to make an announcement myself and to let all of our fans know that there are new customer service hours for Hair Radio.
Yes.
And it's Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. So they can reach us during those hours.
That's right. Eastern time.
And, Eastern time, yes. Eastern time.
Yeah, easy that. Want to make sure also that's very true. Now, if you happen to call after those hours, it's okay. You'll be able to leave a message. So it's really, we're always here and just a phone call away.
Always.
Thank you for that, Nicole.
Always.
833-402-8882. So we want to make sure that you guys have the number and keep that handy. So good stuff. Yeah, that's right. So now let me just make this announcement. Michael will be on a little later, and I know he'll fill you in as a reminder as well. Our new texting number, we have a separate phone number with regards to texting. You can send us a text message anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. So what you do, just text to the following number, which is 212-812-5023. So again, it's 212-812-5023. That's our text number. And if you can't remember these or you forgot them already, then just go to our website at hairadio.com. When you go to hairadio.com, again, that's with one R in the middle, you'll see it in the top left corner. Our text number, our new text number is there. Our toll-free number is there. So we got you covered.
That's it.
If you're reading the, we even have it in our Hair Radio online community. So it's posted on the Hair Radio Morning Show group page. So we got you covered with everything. Okay, take a little bit of a commercial break. Let's take it. Yeah. We got a lot of stuff to get into this morning. Also, we've been featuring a few of these are songs from mainly from my favorite album of all time by Miss Whitney, and she's got a lot of music, you know, checks a lot of boxes for me musically. But this album to me was overlooked quite a bit, it is the I believe it's called the. It's the My Love is Your Love album. That's what it is.
Okay.
Let me just get the title right. And so we've been playing a few of the songs that she included on the album today, like I Bow Out and I Learned from the Best, and she has so many. I think that It's Not Right, But It's Okay was on there, and some of the other songs. So we're going to get a few of those on as well as we kind of roll out
into
the morning. Yeah. So we've been digging back. I've been kind of really going back in the vault here on some of the music. But,
well, that's great.
You know,
I'm enjoying it.
Well, I get into that mood, and I ask the fans, what do you guys want to hear? we don't often get a whole bunch of Whitney on the show, even though I love her the pieces.
Right.
You know, her music has been incredible. So when there's an opportunity and they say, let's go ahead and, you know, do a little Whitney moment, this is what we're doing. Okay. So we had on also Takiya. We're going to talk a little bit more about that after the break. And just stay with us. We got a lot more and some things on the way. And Blue should be with us at about 7:30 or so this morning with
Wonderful.
Candle Talk.
Wonderful. Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Me too. So we're gonna keep it moving. So just stay with us, folks. We got a lot more on the way. All right. We'll be right back.
Roots Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
Hi, my name is Ajak Deng. I am 27 years old and I've been modeling for 8 years.
Hi, my name is Nya Kim Garowich. I am 25 years old and I've been modeling for 2 years.
Hi, my name is Leomi Anderson. I'm 24 years old and I've been modeling for nearly 11 years now.
Hi, my name is Kadia Diaz. I'm 21 years old and I've been modeling for 2.5 years now.
This one girl asked me one time, she's like, is it true that when black people take a shower, or like the dark black people take a shower, the water don't touch your skin? Like you don't feel the wet of the water in my skin, on your skin? And I was just like, huh? This doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you get in the water, you're going to get wet, despite of your black, yellow, purple.
One of the instances is where I was waiting at a casting for 3 hours. They'd seen my face. I'd been sitting there amongst the other girls. And when I finally got into the casting, they say to me, sorry, we're not looking for any African people. And I'm just like, well, that's 3 hours of my life I can't get back because of you, kind of thing. And I was just literally like to them, you know, if you're going to be racist, let me just tell you one thing. My heritage is Jamaican, but we're all from Africa. And they're just like, ah! I'm just like, really? Like, it's the ignorance is just like so shocking.
I had so many crazy experience with hair and makeup.
Being backstage and not having someone to do my hair right or do my makeup right makes me feel like I'm not represented. Like, no one just really cares about my skin color or my hair type.
Before I even had cut my hair like this, I used to have an afro. You know, you could do a lot with an afro. You know, you could either braid it or straighten it or curly it, but it was like, we don't know what to do with your hair. The texture is too nappy.
I always have to travel with a brush and gel, because when I'm backstage, sometimes I have to do my hair or do my makeup. Well, it's not that they don't provide someone to do it, but they won't do it the way I like it, or it won't be, you know, what I want.
But I had an experience in Milan where I went through hell, basically. They glued in a whole head of extensions, they ripped them out, they blow-dried my hair, they straightened it, they put hairspray, and then literally he was just about to put like a really water-based gel on my hair, and I just turned around and I said, if you put this in my hair, it's going to make my hair go frizzy. And he literally just started going off, like calling me like the B word, telling me, who do I think I am? Who do I think I'm talking to? He can end my career in 2 minutes. And this is when I was 17 years old and it was in a room full of people. I felt so embarrassed and I was literally in tears. And that was when I really realized that, you know, being a black model is a completely different experience.
I was at this campaign and backstage they didn't know how to do my hair. So they felt like, basically they had a white hairstylist and this guy didn't know how to do braids and he just like parted my hair and did whatever he wanted with it and I wasn't happy with it.
Backstage, yes, absolutely, because not everybody has the correct products to use on dark skin, or maybe they do have it, but they don't think of the whole undertone thing, because, you know, I have a red undertone, even though I'm darker than
models. I feel like often black models have to redo their makeup, and I remember all like the black models coming to me because I was the only one with my makeup bag, like, Leonie, I need some powder, the stuff that they're putting on me, they're trying to say it's translucent but it's white, like, help me out here. So yeah, it's an instance that I've come across numerous amounts of time.
I feel like it's unfair because white models don't have to do it. I've been in a lot of backstage and it's only the black models that do that.
Most of the time, if a makeup artist doesn't know what they're doing with my skin, I just kind of want to be the teacher that they never had. Bring out my own, my little, you know, makeup bag and just say, you know what, as you can see, this, it's the same, but this has more red in it and this is just gray. So it's going to make my skin gray. But if you want, you can mix that with this and then we'll get the perfect color of mine. And it's like, oh, most of the time they listen. Most of the time they want to fight you on it.
When I would go to a show or a photo shoot, you know, and then I would sit at a makeup artist's chair, you know, and expecting them to, like, put on a foundation, highlight, you know, concealer, you know, all the types of, all the stuff you do for makeup. And it's like, as they never have any products for me. You know, I was like, we don't know what to do. And it was like, oh, this is my favorite line. You don't need foundation. Your skin is so flawless. Like, no, you don't have the foundation. It's not that my skin is flawless.
In New York, a lot of makeup artists know how to do black skin, so we never really have that problem in New York. In London, they kind of are very well advanced out there, and they know how to do it. It's when you get to Milan and Paris, or like Spain, that they're just like, oh my God, I finally got a dark skin girl, so here's my darkest makeup brand I've never used. They're like, that's not right.
Why is it that if a white model says, ah, you're hurting me, it's like, oh, sorry, babe, but me, it's like, oh, your grandma must have, I'm just like, no. My grandma has a nice soft touch, lies, because everyone knows that your grandma hurts your head, but she gets the job done, unlike them, so it's fine, you know?
This guy goes, do you taste like chocolate if I lick you? I was like, what? He's like, do you look like you taste like dark chocolate. So I just want to see, can I lick your hand? I was like, no, you're not going to do that. And he's like, why not? I just want to taste it. I was like, lick your hand, and you tell me what that tastes like. And he did, and he's like, it tastes like skin. I'm like, that's what mine tastes like. Have a good day.
The thing that really drives me is the fact as well that I don't know what the future holds. Every single day, every single season, we're seeing so much progression for young black women within all industries. So I'm like, if I give up now, who knows where I could be? I could be like the Oprah Winfrey of the fashion industry.
Brands are just trying to make black girls this trend, and it's not a trend. It's diversity, it's representation, it's everything. And it's sad, it's very sad.
I want to leave a good mark in the industry. I want to do something that's going to change a lot of people's lives, and that's going to help the world, humanity. So the future is bright. The future is promising for us, and I think we all just have to stick together and work together, because it's the only way we can make it further.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth, and always feel that your life has ultimate significance.
I am an endangered species, but I sing no victim song. I am a woman, I am an artist, and I know where my voice belongs.
funny thing about strong people is that they don't need you. They choose you. And if you ever take them for granted, they'll be content without you.
All right, we're back live. It's Thursday morning, January 12th, 2023. I'm Carrie Hines. It's hour show number 806 as we broadcast live. It's about 7:26, a little bit before 7:30 in the morning. If you're on the East Coast, for folks out in Central Time Zone, like my co-star, the one and only Miss Nicole Marie, Queen of the Morning. Nicole Marie.
Happy mid-show, yes.
It is literally our mid-show point, and we are so excited.
Yes, it is.
So I know this is also the time that we usually check in with you, usually have some great encouraging words for the fans of the broadcast.
I certainly do.
We'll take it away, Nicole Marie.
Thank you, Carrie. No matter what we may be going through, we're all going through something. It's so very necessary. And hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past, than something that happened yesterday or previously. So I want to share my hope moment for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of a book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. And Patrick Lindsay is one of Australia's leading broadcasters and nonfiction authors. He spent 25 years as a journalist and TV presenter before he started writing full-time. And he has written 19 bestsellers.
We're going to just say good morning to him, too, yes. Because we have our
morning,
fans down there in Australia.
Yes,
sorry,
we do. And he has written 19 best-selling books, including an inspirational series. And High Hopes is one of those books. So each day I will share an inspirational way from the book to lift your spirits, to help you along with a moment of hope. So for today, it is gather mindful moments. Slow the daily rush. Filter out past problems. Take a childhood approach and recognize the moment you're living in. Savor it as it happens rather than looking to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very important.
I love it.
Slow down. A lot of times we get in such a hurry, moving. We're in such a hurry that we're not truly living. We're in such a hurry moving from one thing to the next. So slow down.
And believe it or not, I love that. He's got such great dead-on talk for inspiring hope. And it just reminds me when I started and embarked upon my entrepreneurial journey. And let me say, not my initial journey, but when I came back. Because I started and stopped and worked for myself and then went back to the regular world. So over the years, over the course of almost three decades. So at the end of the day, this is what worked for me. And it ties into what Nicole Marie's talking about because it just reminds me about not looking too far ahead. Literally, I only considered that day and what my needs were for that day. And now I'm talking about bare bones. I'm going to tell you, folks, as an entrepreneur, and you don't have the resources, as a solopreneur, I call it, and we can't just walk in our community as much as we'd like and get all kinds of loans and things like that. They're just not so readily available to our community. I mean, let's just face it and be honest. So we had to figure out another way, and that's what I did. But what I did when I left my last employer and I decided, I said, I'm going to just try and restart my hair promotions business. And that's what I did in 2013. I said, I'll take one day at a time.
One day at a time.
And that one day I did not look months ahead. Because if I had, I can tell you right now, you wouldn't be talking to me right now. I wouldn't have never tried. If I had known that I was the road I had at that time, I don't know if I would have, I don't know if I would have
right.
stayed there. I'm grateful to God. He's given me an abundance for pursuing this and helping others,
right.
which I'm really appreciative of. But I don't know. I literally just took it one day at a time.
One day at a time.
I considered it a success. Now, this was for me. Again, I didn't have financial resources. It was very tough. No one helped. I was walking a path by myself. And I had just come back to the industry after being away for about 7 or 8 years working in the financial industry.
Right.
So, yes, I was in the airlines and the financial industries in addition to the hair and beauty industry. So when I came back, I had to reestablish myself. Hey, remember me? You know,
right.
Carry on and all of that. So it was really tough. It was tough. But I considered each day a success. I said, well, if I've got food to eat and, you know, and I got a roof over my head, it's a success.
Right.
That was really the bar for me.
You're doing well.
It was the bar for me. And I kept that as the bar for me. And I still do, you know. And that's what I've always meant. Folks say, well, Carrie, what in the world do you mean by living success? That's what I mean. And so I
wow.
felt that I was already successful. And then somehow being grateful to God and all of that for me has just, you know, opened up so much. I'm looking at my products. I'm looking at all the things that we've accomplished on my walls here.
So much, Carrie,
you know,
yeah.
Just a reminder. Ooh-wee. Yeah, it's been a road, but it's one that I'm so grateful that I did take. But
yeah.
Don't over-anticipate and get all hung up looking so far ahead because you might feel overwhelmed. So that was my big thing. As an entrepreneur,
I love that.
You know,
right.
just take it one day. Yeah, I love that. Hope.
One day at a time.
Hope. So, yeah, these are great hope moments. Thank you, Nicole Marie. Hey,
Thank
listen.
You. You're welcome.
Yes. Well, like hope and inspiration each day about this time, we check in with, call her the Queen of Candles.
Oh,
She's
yes.
the Queen of Candles.
Yes, she is.
Yes. All the way from out in Jacksonville, Florida. I have got to say where it's nice, I'm sure, down there today. The one and only from Divine Energy Candles. They have a luxury line. You heard the commercial right here earlier today. The one and only Blue. Good morning,
Blue.
The CEO Blue.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning, Carrie. Good morning, Nicole. How's everyone doing?
Good morning.
It's
wonderful.
Nice.
How are you?
Yeah, how are you
doing,
Blue?
Good.
I'm doing really good. It feels great out here.
Awesome.
About 53 degrees today. So it's a good start.
You.
Before
okay.
the heat wave.
Well, you're
wow.
making a comeback down there.
Yes, yes.
I just love it. Awesome. Well, Blue, first mm-hmm. of all, let me just say this. If today's your first time tuning in and you have no idea what we do each day about this time, first, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're live. I'm Carrie Hines. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. And my amazing co-star, you guys know Nicole Marie. She's out of Water Valley, Mississippi. So we already got two time zones covered right there. I'm in the Eastern time zone. Nicole Marie is a whole hour behind us. And
right.
then we welcome, cool. yeah, so about this time, we kind of do a shift in talk. And I say this every single day because I love it. It gives us a chance to refocus, we recenter. I don't know if that's the word recenter, but to kind of get a new center for the broadcast, literally in the
right.
center of the show, in the show. So, Blue, this is your time to, you know, give us the scent of the day, kind of reset us, if you will. And I love that.
Yes,
and that
yes.
hope is kind of leaning, you know, carrying on
it
what
is.
Nicole Marie was
it
talking
is.
About, hope. Yeah, so this is great. What candle scent do you have for us today?
Yes, thank you, Carrie. Well, the candle scent I'm bringing this morning is going to be fig tree. Again, that is fig tree. I love
fig. Oh,
fig
tree.
Like,
Is that victory, did you say, or big tree? Hold
no.
On, say that again.
Right. Fig. Fig tree. Yes.
Fig tree.
F-I-G. Yes.
Like
Fig Newton.
Oh.
Look, like Fig Newton.
Oh, okay. That's all you had to do was lead in with Fig Newton. That's my favorite. That's literally my favorite. I would have got that right away. That is my favorite tree.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yes. And
please,
this fragrance here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this fragrance, Fig Tree, it elevates any space with its fusions of woody and floral aromas. Hints of sweet freesia and ozone open up to a sun ripened fig surrounded by white jasmine, cherry blossom, and geranium.
Oh,
now
lovely.
It has notes of green leaves and bamboo and moss and a lush green quality that balances by nuance of patchouli and saffron. Now the top note for our fig tree fragrance is ozone and freesia. Our middle notes are jasmine, geranium, fig, cherry blossom, and green leaves. And our base note is bamboo, moss, powder, saffron, patchouli, and wood. Now, this fig tree is not a fig tree, but it will sure light up any room in your office or home.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, I'm loving that.
What a combination.
And it's especially during, like, you know, that's perfect during these cooler months, you know, especially up here in the Northeast. I just love that. And, you know, I really... Let me tell you something. I love Fig Newton. I'm a huge Fig Newton person. No, I really am.
I am too.
Since I was a little kid. And I play with, when I eat my Fig Newtons, I literally play, you know, I'm not even going to go into it because you guys will turn us off. We'll talk about it another time. But let me just tell you, you nailed it with that one, Blue. You nailed it.
That was great.
As you do it.
I love that.
As
you
do every day. Yeah. And what's
every
so funny
day.
Is that Blue does not give us these in advance. So we have no idea. And so these are true reactions that we have every day. So that's why we get so, you know, I get so excited because I'm like, oh yeah, I like that. That's my favorite. And you literally bring up things.
Have so many favorites.
Right, and I don't even know where you get them all from, but you get them. And amazing. Divine Energy Luxury Candle Line. What can I say? You bring it, Blue.
Try
yes, you
us
do.
Today,
thank you, Blue.
Tomorrow, and every day.
I love
thank
it.
You, I appreciate that.
And thank you, Nicole. Yes, well, it's true. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Thank
so
you.
Listen, we're going to be checking in with Blue, continuing to check. And on Friday, we'll do a little recap tomorrow on some of the scents that she covered this week. And just keep inspiring us. We really do need that.
Yes.
And you both are doing such a great job.
Love it.
And providing hope and just, you know, giving people something positive each day. And
yes,
and we need it. We need it. Yeah.
Most
so like we say, you know, because I think you guys, and I think Nicole was saying earlier, whatever you're going through, because everybody got something going on.
Yeah.
We got something going on. And we need to talk about it. And so if you have no one to talk to, talk to us.
Talk to us. We are
we
here.
We are you each day. We're talking to you. We get to work out all our aggressions every day right here on the broadcast. Well, you guys can pay us back by doing the same. You can, if you got something on your mind, you want to get it off your chest, here's the place to do it. So, listen, Michael's coming up in just a bit. So, Blue, great job. Great job.
Thank you,
Blue. I can't wait to find out.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that's the big treat. I think that was awesome. So my Fig Newton, I'm going to call it my Fig Newton candle.
There you go.
Okay. great stuff. So tomorrow, remember, Blue will be back with us mid-show. Check in with us, guys. Okay, Michael Hopkins, he is the king of claims. Our community talk, of course. He always heads it up right here. His show actually airs on Tuesday. It's the show within a show right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We just switch over to the Vet Talk show at about 8:30 on Tuesdays. And Michael kind of takes over with his claims, you know, helping the veterans to – what it really does is helps them to add to their financial bottom line and make their lives a lot better. So we're real proud of the work that we're doing here on the Hair Radio Morning Show to put that out there.
Oh, yes.
So, he's going to be coming up in just a few. And then in the next half hour or so, we're going to bring back our West Coast hairstylist. Now, she's on the cosmetology side, so let me just make sure that that's clear out there. So she'll be talking. The topic we really kind of got underway was about the products and being a product junkie. And everybody's got, I'm raising my hand, got ton of hair products and bottles in my cupboard in the bathroom. I don't know if they call it a cupboard, but the, you know, behind the mirror, the big mirror or whatever. So, well, that's where mine is. So we all can relate on some level, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk live about it, so real excited. So definitely stay tuned. And like I said, we got Keisha McAllister on the way about that. So good stuff. So listen, why don't we see, check in? Let's see if Michael is there. We might have to put out an APB. Michael Hopkins. Let me see if we can get him online. Michael Hopkins from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Virginia.
Good
Michael
morning.
Hopkins, are you there? Michael,
oh,
are
yeah.
you there?
I am
what?
Here.
We got
Good
you,
morning.
Michael. Wow. How wonderful. Well, Michael, you are on with everybody. We've got Blue. We've
Good
got
morning.
Nicole Marie. You got Kari Hines. We're just killing it this morning. So good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. You forgot one more person.
Hold it. Who?
Brother Fig Newton.
Who else is on our airways? Michael, I mean, are you a big person? First of all, I'm a cookie person. That's number one, in case you guys didn't know. I mean, literally, my siblings, all of us, we love cookies in our house. Nicole Marie
oh,
can
wow.
vouch for that. So Nicole Marie
oh,
can
yes.
vouch for I'm a cookie guy.
Oh,
you
yes,
know that
yes, yes.
But figs are my favorite, so it's funny that that Blue would bring this up today and mention that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Are you a Fig Newton guy, Michael?
Oh, yeah, very much so, Karen. And and one of my grandsons is, too. I made that fatal mistake one day in offering him a Fig Newton, and it took off from there.
Well, you know what?
Wow.
It's kind of like a little tiny dessert in a cookie. So I love it. That's my, I don't know. Call me crazy. But anyway, if you guys out there like it, let us know. I would love to hear from you guys on that. Thanks again, Blue, on that. You
Thank
blew
you,
us
Blue.
Out of the water on that one.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Good job. Okay. Now, Michael, I'm going to be checking in with you. Because you have a lot going on for next week. You're launching an 8-part series that's going to be helping a lot of veterans. And so this is, I believe, on terms. Can you just remind everybody what to expect a little bit?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Very much so, Carrie. Yeah, we're going to be talking about terms that every veteran should know when they're filing for compensation. So very important. And I'm just looking so forward to this 8-part series. Now, I mean, I am pumped and excited for this 8-part series.
Me too. So this is going to be really great. It's going to start, on the 17th. So that's Tuesday the 17th. Michael, that'll be his show number 14, and I'm so super hyped about it as well. Hey, speaking of next week, let me just, while we're at it, you guys know we celebrate Dr. King's birthday all month, as you've been hearing. We've been playing a lot of Dr. King's clips and our own, thoughts on what his legacy means to us as well. And I think we did something, we shot something for the Upscale Radio Network. Let me see if we have that. If we don't, see if I can get that on as well. It's a couple minutes. So let me just take a look here and see if we can pull that together. While we do that, speaking of next week, so on Dr. King's actual birthday, let me just get that out. So in case you don't know, I think everybody, all of our fans know, but his birthday is the 15th of January. January 15th is the date that he was born. And then, but of course, we celebrate it the third Monday in January each year. The world celebrates his birthday as a holiday. So the King holiday is on the third Monday. So that's the 16th. So you'll hear from us. We are definitely celebrating again all month long. And then the following day, Monday, we are not on live. You know, we broadcast our 3-hour show from 6 to 9 Eastern time, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday live. So we'll be back on the 17th of January. That will be our show number 808 and Michael's show number 14 that we just talked about. And then the next day, on that Wednesday, it'll be show 809, and we're super hyped because that's Nicole Marie's 100th episode.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I'm excited about that.
That's going to, and Nicole Marie, just a little, you know, give us a little tidbit. So, you know, 100 episodes, what has this experience, is there anything you want to share with us today? And we're going to just do a little sentence, so we're not going to talk too much about it yet because we want you to tune in for the celebration, but is there anything you can kind of share with us today on 100 episodes? That's a lot.
It certainly is, and it's gone by so fast. Let me just say it's been an amazing experience. I have thoroughly enjoyed it, and I so look forward to the next 100 shows.
Wow, that's a lot.
Wow, yeah.
Yes, yeah, that's absolutely. She's learned a lot. She's learned to keep it
tight
until we get ready to go on the air.
Yes, I have.
With that celebration. Yeah,
I'm
bringing
it for the celebration.
Okay. Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun. So we want you guys. And I just got to thank you because we're growing. The broadcast grows every single day.
Yes,
we're constantly expanding. Yeah, so we welcome all the new listeners, our listeners who have been tuning in every day.
Welcome.
All the fans. Yes,
and
we
thank
you
for listening. Yes, thank you.
Yes, absolutely. So this is really some cool stuff. Okay, so I'll tell you what. Why don't we kind of keep things moving a little bit? In the next half hour, we're going to get back Keisha, and we're going to be talking about the products and all this wonderful good stuff, and we'll kind of take it from there. So let's see. I think now, didn't we shoot something about for Upscale on what the magazine means to us? Let me see. I think I have it. I think it's just a few minutes. So this was shot for the Upscale Radio Network. Okay, so take a listen, and I'm going to leave you guys mics on, so just stay nearby. It's only a couple minutes, and I'm going to ask you guys a little bit more about this, so stay with us, folks. Hi, everybody. This is Carrie Hines, and you're listening to Upscale Magazine Radio, and I'm so excited to talk with everybody today. I've got Nicole Marie. We've got Michael Hopkins. And we are so thrilled just to be part of the Upscale Magazine family, where we're always introduced to the latest cultural updates and so much more. So, Nicole Marie, let's start with you. Growing up and just being part of the Upscale brand, what does all this mean to you? Do you think culture, is that what jumps into your mind? What comes to your mind, Nicole Marie? Tell us.
Yes, most definitely, Carrie. Culture is definitely something that comes to mind. It's so, so very important that we continue this legacy with the magazine, the Hair Radio magazine, with the radio and so forth, that we continue what has been just a staple in our household communities. And it's just so important that we continue to focus on just the positive culture, positive images, just everything that is brought out from Upscale magazine and radio.
Exactly. It's an extension of the brand, I'd like to say.
Yes,
Michael
is.
Hopkins. Yeah, so what do you say, Michael, when someone mentions Upscale, just even the name Upscale, of course, the iconic magazine comes to mind. But so what is the significance to you? Is there a cultural significance that rings, that comes to your mind?
Oh, yes, Carrie, it certainly does. I think of the Bronner brothers. And I think of the legacy that they have brought to the hair and beauty industry. That's what I think about. Because, you know, when you look at it, they've done an amazing job of bringing to light our culture, Upscale, even the word upscale, that just conjures up, things of culture, of just uplifting. And that's what I think about. You know, I've had that opportunity to just study the Bronner brothers, and I love what they're doing, and I love being a part of their legacy.
I think that's awesome, guys. Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins. I think that being able to articulate it in that way, you're talking about many, many years of service to the African American community. You're talking about recognizing a cultural touchstone. It really is. And it just says so much. And when you talk about legacy building, I think they have taken the cake on it. So Upscale, we support you. We believe in you. We appreciate the fans of Upscale Magazine, Upscale Magazine Radio, Bronner Brothers, the entire family, and those of us over here at the Hair Radio Morning Show as well. Stay with us.
Did you really think that I would really take you back, let you back in my heart one more time? Oh, no, no. Did you think I'd still care that there'd be one feeling there? Did you think you could walk back in my life? Oh, so you found you missed the love you threw away. Baby, but you found it out too late, too late. And so you know. I thought would never dry, how you shattered my world with your goodbye. Your goodbye, baby, would have thrown my soul then, just to have you back again. Now you are the last thing on my mind. Now you say you're sorry and you change your ways.
Love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, Rugged is the new smooth.
Thank you for your interest in promotion with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines. We're the longest-running daily hair radio show in the history of broadcasting, 27 years and counting. If you're looking for affordable and effective advertising that specializes in the needs of small boutique businesses that really have to be careful where they place their promotions budgets, here it is. Hair Radio is the hair and beauty industry's best friend. The Hair Radio Morning Show reaches millions around the world and your next-door neighbor. If you have a new hair product line or having a hair event, let us create a radio commercial for free. Maybe you need to increase your profile in the hair industry. Then why not be featured as a guest on our show? Or let us write a book to tell your story. Take a look at these low rates. Select from our plan features on the left that include radio show commercials to guest appearances on the show. Then take a look at what meets your budget on the right. Ah, amazing. The Hair Radio Morning Show airs weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. To find us on the internet, Google these five words. The Hair Radio Morning Show. And you'll see many broadcasts to choose from. The Hair Radio Morning Show was inspired by women of color and welcomes all conversations and celebrations of hair, culture, and community. Visit our website at hairradio.com. Remember, there's just one letter R in the middle of the word Hair Radio. Thank you, and let's get started. Grab a pen and paper to write down our number, or just scan the screen's QR code. Our toll-free number is 833-402-8882. Thank you.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide, and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
All right. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show, and we are celebrating the Year of the Family. Listen weekdays to catch our original programming with special guests and amazing topics for your entire family. Health, wealth, wellness, and so much more. It's the YOTF right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You're going to love it. And now, back to our show. It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Well, Madam C.J. Walker, most everyone has heard of her. And because when I'm in a crowd, let's say 1,000 people, and I ask, how many hear of Madam C.J. Walker? And hands go up everywhere. She's an incredible person. She fought against lynching. She gave money for fighting against lynching. She went to Washington, D.C. to help create legislation against lynching. She was a woman of great character who helped to develop entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs. And yet, the question I generally have in a situation like that is, okay, what well did she draw her water from? Who,
right.
What shoulders did she stand on to become who she was? And so I bumped into Annie Malone. And hardly in that same crowd of 1,000 people, you might have 99% of the folks raising their hand about Annie Malone, about Madam C.J. Walker, but then you might have three or four people saying they know who Annie Malone is.
Correct.
So I figured I'm going to make it part of my life mission is to help help people know about who Annie Malone is.
Yes.
Because she
Go ahead. Go right ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. She was.
Oh, no. She was an incredible person. She was actually, she trained up over 75,000 women entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
She trained Madam C.J. Walker in 1905, and Madam C.J. Walker became a Poro agent, because that was the name of her college, Poro College. She built this beautiful building in St. Louis, Missouri, four stories high. It looks, I have an original book that people can get off Amazon if they go to parocollege.com. And Poro College, it's just very simple. The word, first word is four letters, Poro, P as in Paul, O as in Ocean, R as in Ralph, O as in Ocean, Poro, like P-O-R-O, college.com. And they'll see this building, and then they'll also see a booklet that she published back in 1926. And a part of my Black History collection, I have an original one of those 1926 booklets. There's very few of them around. And when you open up the booklet, the first thing you start looking at is how incredible this building is. It's like it's straight. If I just showed you a picture of some of the rooms, you would swear it's out of Wall Street, New York. And this particular building was a building where she trained up, as I mentioned, over 75,000 women entrepreneurs who she gave cash awards to for saving accounts or home purchases. gave a diamond ring to them after 5 years of service. Her philanthropy toward them and toward others was legendary. This building is just an incredible place that she created for this. She owned a whole city block in Chicago. She paid, imagine this, 1926 alone, she paid over $40,000 in taxes. Just think about that.
Amazing.
One of the first people in the entire state of Missouri to own a Rolls Royce. And
who was actually the very first self-made female African-American millionaire? Annie Malone, or was it, I mean, not that it, you know, is something we should, you know, compare on any level, but I'm just curious because I've always grown up thinking it was Madam C.J. Walker with all of her, you know, things and accomplishments.
Yeah, from all the research I've done, if I were a betting man, and I'm not a gambling man, but if I were, I'd bet the farm that Annie Malone was the first millionairess of African descent, female millionaires in the country.
And that's
just
what I'm getting.
Timing.
Why? How on this earth? I try to figure this out as well. How did? And I love Madam. I love both, and all the things that they
no
stand for.
They both are wonderful. Yes.
Absolutely.
And that's not even part of the discussion here.
Right. Exactly. But how on this earth did Madam C.J. Walker take all the things that she learned, which I'm sure was a wonderful tribute to Annie Malone, and seems that only America, it seems like we only remember or know of the accomplishments of the student as opposed to the teacher.
I think a lot of it had to do with Annie Malone. What happened is that she ended up getting married in, I think it was 1924-ish, right around there. And what happened is that after she got married, her husband, he was not a very good man. And he caused such incredible problems for her that I just shake my head. And felt that he was due so much more than and they ended up getting divorced, let me put it that way.
Wow.
And from that point on, what happened is her business became, she was a very, if you look at her building and everything that she did, it was incredible, impeccable, clean, it was orderly, it was you could see the record system she had. My point being is that this was an incredible person. But once, after the wedding, then what happened is that he began to sabotage everything. And she never recovered. Then the IRS got involved, and she never recovered from that at all. Here's a college that employed in 1926 175 people with franchise outlets in North America, South America, Africa, the Philippines. A wealthy, wealthy woman. And then at the end of her life, she pretty much dies destitute. And all that's left right now is the orphanage, the Annie Malone Orphanage, that was a facility on Good Avenue. I don't know if you remember the song Johnny Be Good by Chuck Berry.
Yes,
he grew up on Good Avenue, right around the corner. And that's where the spelling Johnny Be Good, G-O-O-D-E, in the song, it comes from that Good Avenue.
All this time, I thought it was just Johnny Be Good, G-O-O-D. So,
yeah, G-O-O-D-E. If you look it up on the internet, you'll see that's how it's spelled.
Wow.
And he later became a beautician under the Poro system. He graduated in 1952 because he thought the music thing wasn't going to work, and so he became a beautician. And of course, his songs just took off, and he never went back to it. But
amazing.
Dr. King's legacy to me, overall, love others and not hate. He was definitely a person who stood for racial justice and equality, and he stood up for all races of people. he was such an inspiration because it did not matter to him. He risked his life. He risked everything for the right for people to vote, desegregation, civil rights, and just overall humanity. And he did it in a nonviolent way. And the celebration of Dr. King is something that we all need to focus on every single day to strive for, to just love others, because love always wins. No matter what you're doing, love always wins. So that's what Dr. King's legacy means to me. So,
Nicole,
Michael, what does Dr. King, what does his legacy mean to you?
Wow. What it really means to me, Dr. King was a person that he took a stand on different issues when it was not popular. And I admire that in a person. You know, it wasn't popular back in the mid-60s to take a stand against the war in Vietnam. It wasn't popular for him to do that. And, you know, it a lot of people, everybody was on the team, support the South Vietnamese, but Dr. King saw something that a lot of people didn't see. So, you know, that was one thing that I just loved about him and taking a stand. He took a stand on racism. He took a stand on having people support themselves with a hand up, not a hand out.
So true.
And he just had his speeches were just so eloquent. We listen to his speeches now after so many years, and his speeches still, they pull on your heartstrings.
Right.
That's what it does. It's so relevant. It's even more relevant now with Dr. King as the movement, what he stood for. He stood for something. And that's the legacy that I see with Dr. King. And as you said, Nicole Marie, he's a person that we should be celebrating every day of what he did, the groundwork, the things that he laid out. That's what I love about Dr. King. Now, Carrie, I know that you just have something just to tie this up like a bow on a gift for Christmas.
Okay. Well, thank you, Michael. Well, listen, when it comes to Dr. King's legacy, and I listen to you guys, the first thought that I actually have is, where are we today? Where are we today? It's something that our parents, the school system, we all celebrate. This man. But what is it? You know, are we really showing up? Are we showing up? I'm always perturbed by folks who are outside the community who think that it's a black holiday. That's the thing that gets me really my blood boiling. I'm like, if you think it's a black holiday, then you have totally missed Dr. King's entire message.
Totally.
Oh totally.
Yeah.
How about
I don't know what else to say on that, you know?
Right.
And that's the thing, but that's the kind of ignorance that has been allowed to pervade our country and our culture the hands of others. And instead of, you know, listening to Dr. King's message so you can learn something, you're out here spreading what he had talked against.
Right.
And so it's a shame that all these years later, we have to still be combating the same things he talked about decades ago. It's
so
unreal.
True.
It's unreal.
Yeah.
And
it's
so, you know, I think that, you know, to harken back to what you guys were saying, I think it is something, again, that we have to remember that, yes, Dr. King's birthday, his actual birthday, is mid-January, but we celebrate every day. I think Nicole Marie, you put it best. Every day is celebrated here.
Every
Michael Hopkins,
day.
You put it
there. Yes.
His legacy lives on.
Yes.
And so I just want to say thank you from all of us, Upscale Magazine Radio.com, the Hair Radio Morning Show, the Bed Talk Radio Show, all that we're doing at our incredible platforms. We just say thank you.
Thank you.
We will do our best to continue Dr. King's legacy. Stay with us.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Of a Sway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Hi, everybody. It's Carrie Hines, and it's all about celebrating the Hair Radio Morning Show. It was first broadcast as the Hair Radio Show back in 1995 on AM and FM, and then it turned into an early morning edition daily on Blog Talk. It started back on Monday, January 5th, 2015, where we've been parked ever since, airing 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern weekdays. So here we are, marching towards 1,000 episodes. We are the most recorded hair and beauty talk radio program in broadcast history. The Hair Radio Morning Show is carried throughout the world by our amazing broadcasting partners. No one does it better than Hair Radio. So wake up, join me, Carrie Hines, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins for the best call-in live hair and beauty talk. We are all about hair, beauty, and community. Stay with us.
Hey, everybody. It's Keisha McAllister. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keep it right here because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Thursday morning, January 12th of 2023. It's, 2023. It's our show number 806 today. Show number 806. And it's about, about 20 after 8 if you're on the East Coast. In the morning, of course. And if you're out in the Central Time Zone, 1 hour behind us, it's about 7:20. And if you're in the Atlantic Time Zone, then it's already past 9 o'clock in the morning. I love all the different time zones. It's just so much fun here. Let me bring Nicole Marie in on this. Good morning, co-host Nicole Marie.
Good morning,
Carrie.
Good morning,
yes,
good morning.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, and Michael, we'll have you chime on in. You can stay and take a listen. We promised we'd talk about this in terms of the product talk.
Yeah.
We wanted to make sure that we covered a little bit about that. So Keisha and I, we had a chance to really chat about this. I'm going to see Michael. I'm not sure that you're on there. But we had a chance to chat about the product talk, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that in this half, in this part of the show, in this hour.
Okay.
Also want to just remind the folks of a few quick items that we really need to get out there. do not forget, folks, that Monday afternoon, so it's kind of Monday afternoon, late afternoon, evening, they're having a live event. It's at a
Few People Theater.
It's a, and I need to say this, it's Monday, March 6th of 2023. So jot this down, Monday, March 6th, 2023. There are great details if you go to kerryhines.hair. So that's at kerryhines.hair. kerryhines.hair, not .com, .hair for that. And it'll give you all the details on the event. So it's really cool because I'm excited about this. It's at this incredibly legendary theater in Eastside. It's the East Village in Manhattan. So if you guys know New York City, it's on the East Side and in Lower Manhattan. And I'm just so excited. I really am.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of folks. All of us will be there. So we're expecting everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Eugene Davis confirmed, he just confirmed he will be there. Plane ticket in hand.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Siobhan DeSeer, my brother, Dr. Leroy Hines will be there. Kyle Knight is performing and a host of
you
others
do not
that we will
miss
be dropping
this.
The name.
Yes. Oh,
Nicole Marie, of course, and our folks. So, you know, it's going to be something. I'm trying to get Keisha out here from Cali. We're going to keep you guys posted on that, and we'll talk a little bit about that as well as we move along. But really, it's going to be exciting. So I'm, you know, what we want folks to know, and again, the tickets are already there. They're on Eventbrite. So go to eventbrite.com. So that's EventBrite. .com. That's how they spell it. Go to eventbrite.com. That's our ticketing partner. And get for the event because the space is limited.
Yes,
and I
it
really
is.
Mean that. So,
get your ticket
now.
Now.
Oh, yeah. So there'll be some. I'm going to just give a wink and some beverages available at the event. That's all I'm going to say.
All right.
You want to come out and have a little bit of a toasty fun, I think you'll be able to do it there. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. Toasty fun. How do you like those words? Toasty fun.
Good way to put it.
Toasty fun. So real excited and real happy about that. We're going to be talking. What folks want to know is what's happening there. Well, it's really in the hair industry. We're going to be covering everything. And all you have to do is give me a mic and a stool. You'll be real happy that you came.
You'll take it away.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to take it away. In my live things, I don't talk about the same things that you hear on the show. I don't give you the show, you know, the radio broadcast. I give you a live event. Okay.
Awesome.
And so we're going to have some good times. And you'll be able to network with, when I open up my little Rolodex, like I said, yes, I'm back in the 90s on this. But when I open up my Rolodex or my Franklin planner, I'm literally introducing you to a lot of the folks that you may have heard about on the show. And that's cool because you guys have wanted to meet a lot of these people. And I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. I've got a lockdown upscale. They should be there as one of our media partners and some other folks as well. So we're going to keep our fingers crossed and I'll bring you an update on that real soon. And so much. So it's just going to be a great show. And it's a beautiful little theater. And they already are steeped in Black culture. That's what I love about this incredible place. Exactly. So they are already steeped in our culture. It's the Gene Frankel Theater, by the way. Let me just get that on out. You can read all about them. I have all this online already. If you go to our hairradio.com website at hairadio.com, you'll also see the picture there of the event. You can just click on that. It'll take you to more details and just, you know, go and get your tickets, support us. I think you're going to have a memorable time. I really do. I think this is going
to
be great. Now, turning
to
our
product.
What a way
to kick off 2023.
Oh, yeah. What a way. Yeah. Well, my motto is we'll see in 23. So we're going to see what happens this year. So Yeah, easy, short model.
Lots of great things.
Now, yeah, lots of great things. Okay, Nicole Marie, we started leading in on the product talk earlier, and I said, wait, hold it.
Right,
because
save it.
For this one. Yes, save it. So now we can unleash it. So, and I'm a self-confessed product junkie. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to see if we can get Keisha on, and then we're going to go in a little bit. We've got a lot to say. I don't think you want to miss this. So why don't we? Yeah, so I'll tell you what. Let's get on all of this, and we're going to have some more discussions. It is the Hair Radio Morning Show, and just some great times. Have you enjoyed today's broadcast so far?
I have. It has been wonderful today. So much fun.
Okay. I'm going to see if we can get Michael. Michael Hopkins, I don't know if you got a clear mic there. Are you able to hear us, Hopkins?
Oh, yes. I can hear you 100%.
All right. Well, you're down in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. That's the northern part of Virginia. And I just wanted to say, how have you been? Well, first, let me ask you, have you been enjoying today's show?
Oh, very much so. Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'm still loving those Fig Newtons.
Oh, did Blue go in earlier today? Yes, she did. She did a great job. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a bit. Well, Michael, thank you for that. Okay, we've been kind of honoring this classic album by who else but the probably the top singer, at least in my book of all time, Miss Whitney Houston. And right after this, we're going to roll right on in with Miss Keisha McAllister. Stay with us.
Friday night, you and your boys went out to eat. Then they hung out, but you came home around 3. Yes, you did. If 6 of y'all went out, then 4 of you were really cheap. Yeah, 'cause only 2 of you had dinner. I found your credit card receipt. It's not right.
All right, Keisha. Hey, Keisha McAllister.
Hey. All right.
Hi, I added
Carrie,
another
hi.
Hey for you.
Hi, to
the Hair Radio Morning Show, all the way from Fairfield, California, up north.
Yes.
We're going to talk a little bit more about that today on the show. But
okay.
First, I have to tell you, Keisha McAllister, I'm raising my hand. Because today it's all about products and being a product junkie. How to know, first of all, how to recognize if you are a product junkie and then what we can do about that. And so I'm here with an amazing licensed cosmetologist. You guys know that Keisha comes to us from all the way from the West Coast. So this is really great. I'm here in Brooklyn, New York, and just in case today's your first time tuning in. So, Keisha, let's start at the top of this, okay? First of all, a product junkie. Now, I believe, and you tell me, I believe a product junkie is someone who excessively has to have every hair product ever that they've ever come across in their life. And they probably still have these and never, ever toss them out, even after they've long, the efficacy has long expired. So, what can you tell us, about this? First, what is the correct way to consider a product junkie or to say or describe what a product junkie is or who a product junkie might be?
Well, I think, Carrie, that you were actually on the right road. It's usually someone who has an excessive amount of hair products or beauty products or any type of products, anything that is probably kept under two or three of your bathroom sinks and in your hallway closet, not to mention something your auntie or your grandmother had, probably some Ultra Sheen or some bergamot grease somewhere.
Okay.
And those types of products, especially hair grease, those last a little while. But some of these people are just collecting over and over and over. And the bad part about it is that, you know, when it's a trend for something that works well, something that you're just spending your money on excessively that is not even helping your hair, then you need to take a look and pay attention to what's going on. Because if you're hearing anything that you are purchasing,
Right.
then it's time to, figure something out.
You know, I love what you said, Keisha, because it might be emblematic of something else that's going on. And, you know, I joke around about it and all this, but there may be something that, they say when folks are shopaholics and things that it's filling a void. And it very much could be something in that way. But we're going to take a look. We're going to peel back the layers today, literally, on the show. Because first, I think it's having a healthy relationship with the hair products. And to me, that emanates out of having a good relationship with your hairstylist. So if you have a good relationship with your hairstylist, they are directing you in terms of what to do when it comes to the after the visit, after the shop care or at home type follow-up care or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's it. And I think out of that, they will direct you what products and things that can, supplement whatever they have asked you to do. And I think that's the healthy way to look at it. I mean, what do you think about that?
I think that is a healthy way to look at it. But we have to consider that we are in the internet era. Everything is online. So they'll see the product before they actually meet with the professional.
Uh-huh.
You also have to consider that there are people looking for an answer for something that may be going wrong with their hair. They could be experiencing, like you said, traction alopecia or hair loss
from something else. It could be a medical issue. It could be medication. It could be a number of things that are going on. And this is why it's important to have a beauty professional that you trust, and also have that professional who is, in turn, has a relationship with a doctor or someone who can help you, you know, further.
Exactly. And there are trichologists, too. I mean, just to be fair to the trichologists who are out there and wish to specialize in hair loss and all that, I don't have a problem with that as long as there is no, you know, I have a lot of some very specific instruction that I say when you're working with in tandem with the trichologist, and we'll talk about that and some of these other the hair practitioners and all that. We're going to have a whole show on that and how to break it down on and what you should be looking with and what how far folks should go. So with these different hair professionals, and so we're going to talk about that, and well, we're going to be getting to the nitty gritty on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I can promise you that.
Definitely,
and so I'm excited.
Definitely.
Yeah. So this is why it's so important, you know, Keisha, that we talk about these things. It really is. Now,
it really is.
Right? You know, because, you know, on the fun side, everybody, every time that we go to a hair show, every time, we buy everybody's. I can barely make it from one table to the next. I am picking up products right and left. And
right.
I say for myself, but I also think for other people. I'm shopping for other people, and then I end up keeping it. So that's one of the big things. That's why I've acquired so many different products. And I just love to keep them. I love the bottles. I love the little jars. I love all of that. So I'm here for all of that. So that's what... You know, so that's my thing. I'll have to get some, you know, we'll have to call the hair psychologist in, okay, to kind of walk us through that and work out that. So what are some of the things? Now, you being a professional, do you recognize, first of all, is it even possible for a professional hairstylist to be a product junkie?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Really?
Especially, definitely. Especially if it's something that we've found that not only works, but it smells good. It doesn't leave a residue on the hair. I mean, you know, it has all these important components.
Right.
And when we find it, we want to use it, and we want to use it over and over and over. And I have to admit, that I every now and then I have to go through my own inventory and get rid of things, and especially tools. Yeah, it's so easy to have tools. At one point, I was working out of three salons, and I had tools for every salon, right? And I did, you know, hair shows and fashion shows and things like that. So I had a couple of kids
as well.
I
didn't know if you were coming or going.
You know what? I didn't. I just did it, and I'm paying for it now as I'm older.
Oh.
But, you know, I'm grateful that I had the time. So it's very easy as a stylist to be a product junkie. Very easy.
Wow.
I found
that
it's hard for me to get rid of color. Yeah. I have a lot of color still.
You know, everybody has their thing. That's the whole idea behind this. So I'm going to give everybody a little pass today on the show morning because, I think everybody has their little thing with the product. And and that's okay. We don't tell anybody. You know, this is a secret. This is a secret out there. So
we try to keep it a secret, but
we try, right? We try.
Yeah, we try. Mm-hmm.
I love that. Now, how do you identify? Can you identify if there's a product junkie in your chair as a client?
Well, a lot of product junkies are usually the at-home stylist. So they're on, these big online shopping. They're buying all this stuff. They're home, and I say fixing on. You know, they're home fixing on their hair. They're, you know, it could be burning it up, coloring in it, you know, just doing all sorts of
right,
stuff.
Right.
And then they come and they need a repair. So what I've learned to do is ask them or tell them, hey, bring in what you're using at home.
Mm.
So it doesn't sound aggressive, but I
right,
really
right.
want to see what you got. And
exactly.
I need you to understand that you're probably working against the work that I'm doing in this chair.
Mm.
Yeah. And, you know,
that's
especially
great.
The clients who are home curling their hair, who never want to admit it, but they keep getting the products like heat treatment or heat protectant or moisturize, something that's going to protect their hair from curling it. But they still have the thing turned up to 500 degrees, so they burn the hell out of it
right.
anyway.
Yeah, exactly. exactly. And, wow, so this is actually very important, you
it
know,
is.
And you do have to, yeah, you know, and for you guys out there who are, you go visit the salon and you have a hairstylist, please pay attention to the product talk. And kind of dial it back on that. Make sure that you are getting the instruction from the professionals because it may, maybe today your hair, you know, it might look like it's all right, but, you know, just please, you know,
yes.
because in time this thing can really, you know, become, you know, an issue.
It can really
so
be
I'll,
an issue, yes.
Right? Yeah, raining on in. Literally. So what are some of the companies? So because they have, I don't think it is the manufacturer, the company, the product company itself that lends itself to you getting addicted to the product, so to speak, or buying up everything they have. I don't know where that comes from. I really don't. A lot of it is, can be in the merchandising. I will also admit I love the beautiful bottles. I think I said it earlier. So that's what catches our eye
okay.
when we see these beautiful products. And we think that it's beautiful inside too. That's
true.
Generally, right?
People, right. You would think that it would be a good product.
Mm-hmm. So, but... I think what you were saying earlier, and I think, I don't know if I heard it on this show today, but on terms of getting, you know, doing your research, doing the work, checking into it. So when you do connect with that particular product line, it's something that is going to work for you and work for your texture, and I think that's important.
Right. Yes,
so,
that is very important.
Right, just don't go overboard. Now, so that's really good. Now, what are some of the tips? Can we think of any tips that we can tell people? I think we have really shed some light on it today. I think that you got to really just, you know, just be mindful, folks. And I think that's the other thing. I think I'd love to hear from you out there.
Yes.
I'd also love to know that maybe – in this, you know, at this time, you can actually go through your hidden stash or cache
right.
of these products because we all know where, you know, we all have them where they are stashed, so to speak. And
right.
And I think we do need to clean them out, and I really do. I think it,
yeah.
it, you know, maybe at the beginning of the year or the mid, you know, at the end of the year or spring cleaning, whatever it is, kind of connote a time and commit to that and then kind of go through and allow yourself. I mean, you know, for the shopaholics, you know, if you're online all the time, maybe choose, you know, maybe one purchase a month. You know, or two or something like that. Just be mindful of it and limit the, you know, the spending with that. And it may not be so much about money, but just that you don't need all that necessarily.
Right. Right, necessarily. And, you know, I try to encourage my clients to, until you have to turn that bottle over, don't buy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't. You know, it's, unless you see, like, it's the last two bottles in the store, grab those two. But if you're just
yes.
excessively buying things that you really don't need and that are not performing the way they promised.
Right.
Stop buying.
That's true.
Stop buying.
And that's a good point, too, because, you know, you want to bear in mind that some of these products, certain things, and it depends on how, you know, after your hair might get used to certain things, so and the responsiveness may vary. So, you know, just be a, listen to these folks. Let's listen to Keisha McAllister. So, folks, if you, yeah, right, and the hairstylist, of course, you're pro folk. So if you guys are just tuning in, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I am in Brooklyn, New York. Yes, and good morning to you guys out there. I'm with Keisha McAllister, who comes to us, and I love this, all the way from California. Like, you are literally three thousand miles from me as we broadcast today. So this is really incredible, 3,000 miles away. And I'm always interested up in your area, up in Northern California. Folks know I lived in Southern California. But up there, so the weather is not quite as brutal as it is here, but I know it gets a little chillier up there. So how does that affect? I know we were talking about products, but how, you know, when you go to other places, have you noticed that, like, a difference with the temperature because of you guys out in California? Or is it just pretty much the same and you don't notice, or you don't notice anything that like that where you are? In other
you
words,
know,
comparing to travel to different, like, states or different places you've been. Because I always thought that California, you know, the temperature might play, the environment might play a part in, you know, in their style and, you know, how long the styles last and even the look and all of that. So, but maybe I could be wrong about that.
Well, here in, at least in my part of California, right now it's just really, really soggy. But we really don't have a lot of humidity. Although, as a stylist, it's my responsibility to make sure that my client's hair lasts. So I tend to use humidity blocking. You know, things that are going to help their, well, they call it silk press, but that flat iron, we call it flat iron. That flat iron lasts the way it needs to, or to resist, you know, humidity and things like that. Moisture, so it don't turn on, so it won't turn on them. But that's just my responsibility, and I'm proud when my client comes back. Oh, my hair lasted so and so and so and so. That's my responsibility, and I need to show her how to wrap her hair so it will keep. That's also my responsibility. It doesn't make sense for her to spend that money with me in 2 days her hair goes back.
Right, that's true.
Is, and it's going to make me look bad as a hairdresser. That's going to make me look bad. Yeah, she can't do no hair, you know, and that's not what you want to hear. Right. So that's the way I just prepare my clients for it. It doesn't matter. If, you know, if they know it's raining, then you need to wear a hooded jacket and, you know, prepare yourself. And we'll wrap it before you leave out of here. But other than that, I really don't trip on the weather. I'm here to do my job, right.
I love it. Okay, well, as you have figured out, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. Keisha, I'm loving this talk today. I really am. This is what we are here to do. Yeah, so this is the beginning. And what we will be doing is breaking down some of the product reviews, which we will start to do right here on the show. So I cannot wait. That's going to be something that we really can sink our teeth into, as they say. So, that's all. Any closing thoughts on our product talk today? So if you find yourself and you guys are a product junkie, just check in with us. Check in with us at the Hair Radio.
Hey, man. How'd you get your beard so long? I've been trying to grow for, like, 3 years, but I still got all these patches. Tell me your secret. And he said, it's that care.
beard. Oh man, you got them patches in your beard. Oh man, I had them patches in my beard. Oh man, I had them patches in my beard.
Get the Caribbean and rub it on quick. Get the Caribbean, just let it sit. Had patches in my beard for oh so long. All I had to do was rub Caribbean on. Now it's grown so long. Put some Caribbean, that therapy. Right here, put some Caribbean, that therapy. Yeah, here, put some Caribbean, that therapy. Right here, put some Caribbean, that therapy. Yeah, here. Caribbean, the therapy, your hair, the Caribbean, the therapy, your hair, your Caribbean, the therapy, right here, Caribbean, that therapy, right here. Ooh, let me grow a little, ooh, let me grow some more, ooh, I like to grow, ooh, I like to grow. It's the Caribbean, your therapy, right here, it's the Caribbean, the therapy, your hair. It's the Caribbean, the therapy, right here. It's the Caribbean, the therapy, yeah.
All right, Caribbean Beard Oil. That's our Caribbean Beard Oil song that I just love listening to. Got Nicole Marie on the line. Michael Hopkins are with me today. It's January 12th. You guys love the Beard Oil song.
I'm over here dancing, Carrie.
Oh, yeah. That is my jam.
It's so catchy. You can't help but the dance.
Yes. Well, that's our Caribbean brand. That's my Caribbean that I created. And that's the Beard Oil song. Now, how many folks have a product song? Not too many folks.
That's true.
We love Caribbean. Yeah, and it really is a great song. It could be a song played on the radio. It sounds so great.
Yes, it could.
It'd be up there in the club.
You in the club, Michael. Michael must have turned it out in the old days.
Hey, back in the day.
All right. Well, we appreciate you, Hopkins. We appreciate you, Michael Hopkins. We appreciate
you, Nicole. Most definitely.
And we just appreciate all of you guys, our amazing, incredible, just relatable fans and folks who love the show and tune in. And if it was your first time tuning in, you're not quite sure what you get a whole bunch of things here each day. Hopefully you have some time to kind of, take a little different approach to your morning. We appreciate you. You could be doing a whole bunch of things. We know that. But you decided to spend it right here with us, as Ophelia says at the end of each show, and I just love it. So today, on the air, what did you guys think? What do you think about today? Was there any part of this broadcast that really jumped out at you guys? Nicole Marie, anything?
I actually have two things, Carrie.
Okay, go ahead. Take it away.
First of all, we already touched a little bit about being a product junkie and, talked about that. And I said earlier that I was not a product junkie, but I know people who are.
I knew you were. I knew you were a product junkie. Okay.
Uh-oh.
So I love that part of the show.
Yeah. Yes,
and then I also loved Takiyah Chase Smith and her book on forgiveness. Forgiveness is so important. Yes.
Awesome. Good stuff, Nicole Marie.
So that's what stuck out for me.
What about you? Well, that sounds good. Sounds good. Awesome.
One of the things that stuck out for me, Carrie and Nicole Marie, is when Keisha said, Ultra Sheen.
I thought I would fall out
because, it reminds me of,
Afro
it reminds
pick.
me of,
Yeah, and Back in the Day and Soul Train.
Wow.
And, you know, I was just seeing all that stuff. I was visualizing it as she was talking about it. And it reminds me back then, like with my mother, my grandmother, and my aunt. And like she said, you know, they were a product of the many products.
Yeah.
And
well,
the
see,
stuff
that's
just accumulates.
Exactly. But you know what, Michael, Nicole Marie, that's why I love the Hair Radio Morning Show. There is nothing quite like what we do here each day.
No,
we're
going to
have a lot of fun. We're going to talk about some of the things that, and quite frankly, our talk and everything that we do is organic to our broadcast. You're not going to, it's
right.
original talk. It's original programming
right.
here. So you're not getting
right.
some cornball stuff like a lot of the other podcasts and radio shows and things that are out there.
Right.
Our things are based on experience and knowledge. And
yes.
we take everybody's well, you know, benefit into understanding. Like that's on the cosmetology side. We're going to also present from a natural hair side as well. And we want to meet everybody in the middle. So wherever you are.
Exactly.
So
we're all
on
inclusive.
Inclusive, and I love that. So listen, tomorrow is Friday, Fan Day Friday. We got a whole lot of stuff. I'm gonna have to dig up a special surprise guest for you guys on tomorrow's broadcast.
Whoa,
we'll be back 6 a.m. Eastern.
Uh-oh, is right.
That's 5 o'clock if you're in Central Time Zone. And it's been an outstanding show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Carrie Hines in Brooklyn for Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, Blue. And also Keisha and everybody who's tuned in today, thank you so much. We just love you. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Here's Ophelia and our outro. Take it away.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining.